now we turn to pizza and a man who went in search of the best pie.
The best pizza that's ever been made in the history of the world is happening right now.
Peter Reinhardt teaches at a culinary school in North Carolina, and he is the author of a new book called Pizza Quest. NPR's Netta Ulaby met him at a pizzeria near his home in Charlotte.
This pizza philosopher wrote a book about his search for the very best pizza. But pizza, he says, is always good, no matter where you find it.
It used to be like 99% of the pizzerias in America were good, and maybe 1% I would call great. And now there are hundreds around the country. The whole pizza scene has elevated to a whole other level.
Like the pizza at Raza in Jersey City, or Pizzeria Bianco in Phoenix. Right here in Charlotte, this place, Gino D's, is run by an old-school pizzaiolo who grew up tossing pies on the Jersey Shore.
Back in the day when I made pizzas, you'd fill the bucket up, there were three handfuls of sugar, two handfuls, and that was it. I'm old school.
But Gino DiPaolo says Reinhardt taught him master baking techniques he'd learned in Italy.
When Peter said to me, Gino, you nailed this, that made me, that brought me over the edge.
He gets choked up talking about it.
Like, wow. Peter, I...
Before Peter Reinhardt became a revered figure in the world of pizza, he was a monk who lived in a semi-monastic community. As Brother Peter Reinhardt, he wrote the first of more than a dozen cookbooks, three of which won James Beard Awards. His book, Pizza Quest, he says, is fundamentally spiritual.
For me, the word religion at its root level comes from Latin word religio, which means to be connected to something greater than myself.
So there's ham in there, there's some fresh tomatoes.
This is an appreciation of pizza that verges on mystical, says Quintina Stewart. She's a fellow baking professor at Johnson & Wales University who describes Reinhardt as the Gandalf of pizza.
Absolutely. Oh my gosh, he is the pizza guy.
You might remember Gandalf from the quest in The Lord of the Rings.
All you have to decide is what to do with the time that is given to you.
That means more than just eating. It means making something meaningful through pizza. Skeptical? Talk to Gina Maria DiPaolo. The 26-year-old runs this pizzeria, Gino D's, with her dad.
It's just to fill people's hearts with love. When you come, we want to make you feel like you're at home. Just manja, eat, relax, you know, fill your heart. You know?
No matter how you cut it, says Peter Reinhardt, a slice of greatness is a path to awe, humility, and joy. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.